once again, anyone here, anyone out there, Ruchem Abayim. Okay, again, as everyone knows, today is the Yortzai of the Reshiva Zeichat Tzadik Kosher Bracha. Rav Alter Chanuch Henoch Ben Rav Chaim David HaKohen. It's impossible to discuss the Reshiva's greatness and Torah, Musar, and Batzis HaTorah, and Midos, and everything, but at least our learning today of Mishnah Berurah, which is so important to him, should be a skus for his neshama. So, again, we're going to start again on page 87. We started this yesterday, but just to get it running, start Tes Vav. So the Machaber says, Im la'achar shenichtav nikav b'soch hey omem. After, as we discussed the introduction yesterday, if after the letter is written, it became a hole. Again, we discussed that there was a tear or something like that. And so there's a hole in the middle of a hey or a mem, or we saw other letters also. The Mishnah Berurah said, I feel nikav kol toho, even if in the entire open area inside the letter got ripped open. Meaning that the hole covers the entire inside of the letter, so that's kosher. Aval b'Yerushalmi mashma shegam bifnim tzarach shehei mukaf klaf. But again, as we mentioned yesterday, the Yerushalmi Machaber says, seems to say that also the inside, right? We discussed before, the outside of a letter has to be what we call mukaf gvil, has to be surrounded with open area parchment. So the Yerushalmi holds also the inside. So therefore, this case would be a problem, according to the Yerushalmi. The inside also has to be mukaf gvil, also has to be open parchment there also.
Sounds like according to Rishama, there can still be a hole as long as there's still space around.
Right, as long as it's mukaf gvil. Again, it depends on how the hole will go.
But according to the first opinion, if the inside eats away at any of the letter itself, of the ink, that would make it possible?
I don't know if it could do that, but
the hole's big enough. Cut into the letter, the
hair. Well, it depends on how it cuts into the letter, we'll see. And if there's just some piece left, or, you know, that's a little more complicated. Nikev regal hapnimi shel hay. Let's say the inside leg, in other words, not the little leg, but the inside leg of the of a hay. Got a hole in it. Afilu lo nishar mimenu ela koshu. Even if there's a little left of that leg, the right leg, still kosher la rosh. According to the rosh, it will still be kosher. And the Rama adds, avashar poskim. But for others besides the rosh, right? The Machaber said, according to the rosh, it would be okay. So you know that what immediately indicates that there's an other opinion. So the Rama says, "Avol shard poskim matzrichim kimlo os next page ktana." According to others, there has to be in the right leg of the hay, even if it got diminished, has to be enough for a little letter. And that is right. And the little that little letter is a yud, obviously. Has to be that size. Nikev revigo hayamini, if the right leg got nicked, im nishtar mimenu mole. Right, like I said before. So also, if it has to be the amount of a small letter, get a yud, v'imla pasul. And if not, the letter, the hay is pasul.
So it can be a yud, not a vav?
A yud, right. But if it's bigger, it's better. Yeah, it's a vav is, yeah, longer. Tesaim, famous case. Nifsak achas me'osios, let's say a letter got split. So Ramah says, hapshutos, kigon, vav, zayin, oshinifsak regel, hanun, chiyotza bazat, that we're talking about, you know, regular letters, not double letters.
Like a
no, like an ending nun. Like ending nun or a, or we'll see about this later. Or ending chaf or things like that. Right? Simple letters, so to speak.
Regular sized?
No, the regular. In other words, again, because we have pshutos and kfufos. Kfufos are like letters that are second letters, right?
Ending
letters, yeah.
Suffices?
Yeah. So they're different. They're shaped different. So then the halacha is, so again, we have, let's say, a vav that is short, right? Or a zayin that is short. So now, if you have a short vav or a short zayin, could be read as a yud, right? So those would be, that's the reason the Rama used those examples. Right. So then, imtinok she'eno lo chacham v'lo tipesh. So the halacha is, yeah. So if there's a child who's not smart but not smart, in other words, it has to be an in-between kid, meaning that it has to be a kid that you show him the letter. And it'll just read the letter. But in other words, if a kid's at a certain age, so then maybe they could read the word. So they know, oh, it's supposed to be a vav. So that's what, right? So he knows the word. So if he recognizes the word, so then it's a problem. Because then if he says it's whatever it is, a vav, so then it really might not be a vav. In other words, we have to have... I don't know, unbiased. What is this letter? So again, most people, grown up or someone of whatever age, would look at it and be able to understand from the context, you know, if they look at the whole thing. So then that won't be good. So we need a kid in between. It's not easy to find. Again, you know. So then, if the kid reads it, now again, it can't be a kid who's too young either. Because if the kid is too young, so then you show him anything, he won't know what it is, right? Won't make a difference. So that's not a good opinion either. So therefore, you need this kid who's in the in-between stage. So if he reads it and reads it correctly, kasher. So then the letter is okay, vim lav, and the word Tefillin, Sefer Torah, mezuzahs are okay. V'imla pasul. And if not, it would be pasul. And you know, you see us do that every once in a while. Right? We call a kid up, and we say, well, what is that?
Oh, the Rav uses index cards to...
Oh, very good. Hold on. And the Rav Machaber says, V'ein sarach l'chasos shara osios, k'moshen ogim. The Machaber says that you do not have to cover up the other letters. In other words, what the Machaber is alluding to the fact that they would cover up the letters before and the letters after, because again, maybe he sees the whole word, or maybe they say we cover it up, can't see it. And therefore, again, we could try to get this objective opinion, what exactly is this letter, according to that kit. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down That's the Lavush. But the Magen Avraham and others say you do have to cover up the letters. The Mishmur comes out later that the words before and afterwards you don't have to cover. But again, it seems like the Mishmur comes out that you have to cover the letters. Now, what I do, if you've seen, is that I cover the letters, then I ask them not the letter that we're looking for, but I start a few letters before. Because again, maybe the kid cannot read Sefer Torah writing. And then again, if he looks at whatever it is, and looks at it, he still won't know what, you know, it's Chinese to him anyways. So therefore, what I do is I test him. Could he make out the letters altogether? Maybe he can't read this type of writing. Maybe he's used to the writing there is in school, but it's Sefer Torah writing, he can't tell. And therefore, if he says whatever, it has no bearing on us. Because he wouldn't be able to do that. So again, that's the way I do it. And again, the Mishnah Berurah says also from the Magen Avraham that you should cover the letters before. Because again, if he maybe knows how to read.
Let's see the whole letter. Only shows him one letter at a time?
Yeah. I start a couple, it depends on how I feel. Like it might be two letters before, it might be. And I ask him to, what's this letter? It's an Aleph. Go ahead. It's a, right? If he messes that up, so then obviously he can't read Sefer Torah writing. Again, it could be the lighting, it could be the angle, it could be, you know, it could be a lot of things. But again, we have to determine that he could be like Mr. Magid said, an objective opinion. Maybe for whatever reason, he can't. I don't know. That's why I do it. I do it for other reasons. I saw Rabbanim do this also. So again, the Machaber says you don't have to do it. Just point to the letter and say, what is that? Right? Who is that? Again, then you have to have also something to cover the letters with. You know, like. But anyways. The Ramah says, Miyu, im anu roim, shalo nishar tsuras ha'os, ke tikuno poso. If we could see that the letter's not there, then you don't call up the kid. If we see that the letter's no good, right, so you don't call up the kid and ask him to read it. So let's say an aleph. So let's say an aleph is split, right, somewhere. So we see it split, so the kid doesn't help. Again, a kid helps for only certain things. Let's say is a yud a vav, or vav a yud, or a resh a dalet a resh, right? Those type of things. But let's say certain things that it's clear to us that for whatever reason, the letter is no good, so the letter's no good. And that's it.
So once the child gives his psak,
yeah,
that's binding?
Yes. So again, there's a very interesting Mishnah Berurah later in Lamed Vav, when we talk about the Mishnah Sofrim, and when he talks about at the end, about the letter Tav, the very last letter. So he says that he's finishing up about how to form the letters, as I mentioned before. Mitzvah, we'll get to it. I don't know if we'll do it, but we'll see. So he says, so then if we call up a kid, he brings on the same thing. Marin Latino she'inu lo chachem lo ptipe, she says here under Tav, im yodea likrosa kehochasa k'sheira, ve'ein sarach tikkun, and you don't have to fix it. You don't have to fix it. In other words, let's say it's not Shabbos, right? After Shabbos, after Yantav. So you have to fix it. So the Mishnah Berurah says you don't have to fix it. Kid said it's a vav, so it's a vav. So some bring down that you should fix it anyways, because what happens if it, you know, begins to deteriorate more? So we'll have a bigger problem. Or maybe you won't remember that the kid paskin on it, as you say, right? So then what's going to happen? So the Balkar is going to stop again next year or whenever it is. I'll go through this again. So again, so even though the Mishnah Chofetz Chaim says you don't have to fix it, some people fix it anyways. Okay, Meretz Hashem, we'll continue this Bli Nether tomorrow.